We're thrilled to announce that we now have 7 powerful devotionals available on YouVersion's Bible app. For those not in the know, YouVersion is the top Bible app in the world, and we're honored to be on this incredible platform. Our devotionals dive deep into the pillars that define the lion within us: health, wealth, and self. So whether you're seeking spiritual growth, financial wisdom, or personal development, these devotionals are tailor-made for you. So ready to embark on this transformative journey and unleash the lion within you? Head over to thelionwithin.us/YouVersion to access our devotions on the YouVersion app. Join thousands of like-minded individuals and dive into the Word with us. That's thelionwithin.us/YouVersion. That's YouVersion. And let's grow together and become the leaders God intends us to be. We are proud to be sponsored by FMG Financial Hope. They provide financial coaching support, and Lions recognize that wealth is a core area that we all want to focus on. Their coaching process gives you a trained set of eyes that will be focused on 3 things. First, understanding your situation. Second, providing information that is specifically tailored to help you. And third, they inject hope. Good coaches teach the fundamentals of the game, but great coaches motivate. And winning with finances is possible for everyone, and FMG Financial Hope can get you there. So if you find yourself tired of running out of money before the month ends, never getting ahead with finances, or if you're just tired of living paycheck to paycheck, FMG Financial Hope can provide the support you need to start your path towards financial freedom. Visit thelionwithin.us/FMG to learn more. Welcome to The Lion Within Us, a podcast serving Christian men who are hungry to be the leaders they are predestined to be. I'm your host, Chris Granger. Let's jump in. Now, this week, guys, for our spiritual kickoff, we're going to be talking about self, specifically teaching. And I have a special episode coming on Wednesday, and we're calling it just a coaching one-on-one. And we're going to be going through planning for the future God's way. Now, what's pretty cool about this upcoming episode is that I'm actually sitting down with a 19-year-old guy. I've been working with him, mentoring him for a while, him and his brother, and he's not sure about his future, okay? He knows he wants to do something. He's either going to go to college, he wants to be an entrepreneur, or he may, you know, choose a whole nother different path, and that's okay. So what we're going to talk about is, well, what does God say? So we focused in on a couple verses. We first looked at Proverbs 16:9. We can make our plans, but the Lord determines our steps. That's a powerful message, right? Because if just think through, guys, we want to do it all. We want to be in charge. But really, you got to submit and understand that the Lord, he's the one that's in charge, right? The second verse we talk about is Jeremiah 29:11. Great verse. I even have it on a piece of wood in our living room. So I see this verse all the time. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future. Now, that's something you can really hang your hat on as a man leading your family, okay? God wants the best. You are predestined for this. You can do this. So what you can expect with Dylan and I, we dig into it. First of all, I talk about trust. You know, you got to trust the Word. The Word of God is real. And it's easy to say you will just trust God, but it can be hard to do. And I recognize that, guys. But as Lions, we have to trust God. He's going to determine our steps. It's up to us to lean into him. Now, you hear the word faith thrown around a lot, right? Well, just have faith. What does that mean? So I think about airplanes. You know, okay, it's good to say you have faith in an airplane and that you know that that airplane's going to fly and that they're safe. But when do you actually demonstrate that faith? Is it in a terminal or with your luggage? No. You demonstrate your faith when you get on that airplane and it takes off. And it's the same thing with trusting God and his path and what he wants for you. You have to give it to him. And you have to just trust that God is going to show you the direction. And that can be hard. And you also need to give yourself some grace. There's too much pressure we put on ourselves as men to figure out that we have to get all this, all connect all the dots all at once. No way. Give yourself some grace, okay? Because to do that, you may just need to slow down and listen to God and give him a chance to speak. I know for me, my prayer life, when I'm trying to rush through it, that's not what God wants. He's not going to answer. But if I'll slow down and actually give him an opportunity to speak to my heart, then I'll get the answers. And that's what it's all about, right? That's what it's all about. Now, one thing we talked about with Dylan, and I'm really glad we talked about it, was, hey, consider your passions. Evaluate what those skills are that you really need to work on to amplify, to make that a career, right? Because it could be anything. But if you just go into a field of study and start paying for college or whatever, and you're not sure what you want to do, that is really blind leading the blind. There's no really sense in that. Be smart about it. There are more ways to be successful in life than a four-year degree. Now, four-year degrees are great if you're called to do it. Make sure you're called to do it. And if you're not, as lions leading our families, if your son or your daughter is not called to a four-year degree, they're called to another, maybe military, maybe they want to be an entrepreneur, maybe they want to go to a trade school, then as a lion, you should support that. Learn about it and help them. You know, find some mentors for them that speak truth, that are into the areas that they're considering going. So all these are things that we can do. And the big thing I told Dylan, it's like, look, if you go down the entrepreneur route, think big, because that's cool. We all want to think big, but act small. You don't have to take these big chunks. You don't have to get into massive debt or things like that. So there's a great episode coming up on Wednesday. A lot of fun. Again, 19-year-old man. He has a love for the Lord. He's trying to figure out what his plans are. So this coaching one-on-one session, it unpacks a lot. And the question I want you to think about this week, are you leaning on God for your future, or are you trying to forge ahead solo? And you really need to ponder that. Put that in your heart, because if you're not leaning on God, the way Proverbs 16:9 says, we can make our plans, but the Lord determines our steps. Oh, buddy, if you're not doing that, be careful. Lean on God. Trust him. I know it can be tough. I know it can be scary, but that's okay, because the God that we love, the God of Israel, he's got you covered. Okay, guys? Now, you know, share this. Share the lion within us with others. Don't keep it in your pocket. Send a text message. Share it out. Let people know what it's doing for you, because your brothers out there in Christ, they're fighting the same battles you're fighting. So let's fight them together. Okay? Go to thelionwithin.us. You'll have to find all our resources, all our materials, all the coaching materials, everything, our email group. Get engaged. We want to help you. We want to support you. We want to serve you. So go to thelionwithin.us to find those resources. If you're liking it, give us that 5-star rating. Write a 1 or 2 sentence review. It really makes a big difference. So guys, it's a big week ahead. Now go out and unleash the lion within.